The list of the places forming the trail. 1. The water tower. 2. The headland view of the lake. 3. German Gateway. 4. Karl Leonhard Welthusen Square. 5. The castle. 6. Siegfried Lenz. 7. The Elk River. 8. The bridge across the River Elk. Number 9. Cathedral of St. Wojciech the Martyr Bishop. 10. The building of the seminary. 11. The building of the art school at 21 Army Krajowej Street. 12. Elk Narrow Gorge Railway. 13. The building of the post office. 14. The tenement at 10 Army Krajowej Street. 15. Kajka's statue. 16. The building of the first secondary school, Gymnasium Nr. 1, and the second primary school, Tadeusz Kościuszko First Division School. 17. Hindenburg Infantry Regiment Memorial. 18. The building of Stefan Żeromski High School. 19. The tenement at 2 Piłsudskiego Street, former music school. 20. Sacred Heart of Jesus Church, together with the surrounding. 2. Description of historic sites. A history overview of the town of Elk. The history of Elk is too rich and beautiful to be described with just dull facts and figures. Therefore, this presentation will be limited to the key concepts and stages in the town's history. Elk is part of the Mazurian Lake District, so writing about it, one must begin with the general description of the area. Commonly, Mazuria is seen as roughly the remaining part of the Warmińsko-Mazurskie Voivodeship without Warmia area. However, the matter is more complicated. The very term Mazury is derived from the name of the Mazovian settlers in Prussia. This is why Polish historian Wojciech Kętrzyński, for personal reasons being especially inclined into writing about the fringes, described Mazuria as Prussian Mazovia. Polish Mazovians settled in the southern and southeastern part of the state of the Teutonic Knights Order. After Prussia adopted the Reformation, the Polish subjects of the Prussian Duke accepted the new religion too. The Protestantism of the Polish-speaking community was one of the peculiarities of the area. It was mostly appropriate, then, of Friedrich Krosta to define Mazuria as the area where the evangelic Protestant people speak Mazovian dialect. It is worth keeping in mind that the Mazurian Protestantism had many unique features. Catholic origin of the mystery play performed at Christmas, called Yuletide Matins. An interesting phenomenon was the Gromadkarski movement, derived from Gromadka, group, pack, band, in which local preachers organized private prayers in the houses of the followers. An estimated 25% of the Mazurian community was involved in it in the middle of the 19th century. Geographical borders of Mazuria are also difficult to determine, but commonly it fully includes the districts of Nidzica, Szczytno, Mrągowo, Pisz, Giżycko, Ełk and Olecko, and partly the ones of Ostruda, Kętrzyn, Węgorzewo and Gołdap. Mazuria should not be confused with Warmia, which was Catholic, hence picturesque roadside shrines, and it is worth mentioning that a part of the former Eastern Prussia, located between Pasłęka River, Vistula River Valley and the Lubawa Hills, used to be called Oberland, High Prussia. The name was inspired by the geographical features of the terrain. Nowadays, this name is being replaced by West Mazuria. It is worth knowing, though, what the appropriate name is of where we go on holidays. Elk was first mentioned indirectly in 1247, and it concerned the Elk River. the settlements and later towns' development was connected with the existence of the castle. More information about it can be found in the section describing objects in the city. The Melno Peace Treaty of 1422 ended another war between the Teutonic Knights Order and Poland allied with Lithuania. That was the last war between the Order and Lithuania. The eastern border of the Order state was one of most stable in Europe and remained unchanged until 1939. Mazuria experienced unprecedented settlement waves. On the 27th of May 1425, the great master Paul von Rusdorf issued a foundation charter for Ełk according to the Helm Law. The founder of the village and the first village leader was Bartosz Bratumil. Ełk was granted a town charter in 1435, but the first location failed, and Ełk had to wait until it became a town. The year 1425 was very significant in the history of Mazuria, as it was then that Albrecht Hohenzollern paid homage to the Polish king Sigismund the Old and transformed the Teutonic Order state into secular ducal Prussia and accepted Lutheran faith himself and imposed it upon his subjects. In 1560, or as some insist between 1558 and 1560, Duke Albrecht Hohenzollern granted the inhabitants of Ełk with the privilege of holding a weekly Monday's fair. The document issued called Ełk Oppidum, a town. It has been referred to like that ever since. On his stay in Ełk in 1541, he promised the inhabitants to raise the rank of the settlement, and he evidently kept his word. Ełk's splendor in the 16th century was due to Jan and Hieronim Malecki's activity and the existence of the first regional and later ducal school. Those were the beginnings of the town's development as Polish-speaking Mazuria's cultural center. In 1669, Ełk's town charter was confirmed by Frederick Wilhelm and then renewed by the Brandenburg Elector Frederick III in 1699. One of the greatest disasters in the history of the town was the incursion of the Polish army supported by Crimean Tatars in October 1656. Wincenty Gosiewski, the hetman, defeated the Swedes and the untrustworthy Prussian vassals who had supported them. According to the 17th century custom, the victors ravaged Mazuria mercilessly. Ełk was burnt, only the castle remained. As time flowed, Polish invaders were forgotten. The Tatars remained, better suited the image of bloodthirsty beasts, in a legend of clever Ełk's wives rescuing their husbands, and on church door handles in Wieliczki, depicting the heads of the steppe warriors. The 19th century brought about many changes. A new concept of a nation and a nation-state emerged. Germanization intensified. In response, defenders appeared of the Mazurians' right to their own language, Tymoteusz Krieger and Gustav Gizewiusz. Wilhelm Menzel published a monthly Przyjaciel Ludu Łecki, Ełk's People's Friend. In 1896, first Mazurska Partia Ludowa, Mazurian Peasants' Party, was established. A true revolution came along with the railway in 1868. The pace of life accelerated in the town. New streets appeared with new, grand, city-like government buildings and tenements. Ełk became an impressive and fast-developing town. Another turning point in the history of the town was the First World War, and especially the military actions in 1914 and 1915. Elk was first ruined and then rebuilt. Significant number of today's tenements were built then. In July 1920, a plebiscite was held to decide on the national status of Masuria. The majority voted Prussia. The plebiscite propaganda brought about an unprecedented ethnic hatred. The victory of Nazism in Germany and then the Second World War meant the end of Masuria as it had developed over the centuries before. Out of 16,000 inhabitants in 1939, only 1,000 remained in 1945. On the 6th of April 1945, the Soviets handed over the government in the town to the emerging Polish authorities. A white and red flag was raised over the town hall. The first after-war starost was Władysław Niksa, and the first mayor, Fryderyk Jeroma.